Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts. Tonight on the Worldview Report, Carrie Lake's lawsuit challenging the results of the November election presented some eye-popping evidence of election malfeasance. We'll share the details. The legality of Joe Biden's plan to shift billions of dollars in student loan debt to the taxpayers will be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Medical-assisted suicide is determined to be not a constitutional right in Massachusetts. The Biden regime, along with Congress, wants to give Ukraine another $45 billion. But Ukraine's president says that's not enough, not nearly enough. And that spending spree sparks a clever comeback from Senator Rand Paul that you will not want to miss. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Starting us off tonight, the Gateway Pundit reports that 1 week ago, Maricopa County officials squirmed when Carrie Lake's legal team requested to inspect the Maricopa County ballots from Election Day. Now, we know why. The Maricopa County team was apparently afraid they would get caught intentionally using the wrong-sized ballots to sabotage Election Day votes. On Wednesday, at the Carrie Lake trial in Maricopa County, it was revealed that the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, headed up by Carrie Lake hating operative Stephen Richer, kept a GOP heat map on its wall before the 2022 election. The dark red areas of Republican voters just happened to include the voting centers where the tabulators and printers were not working on Election Day, according to the Gateway Pundit. Check out these numbers. The voter centers without working machines. 59 were in solid red districts. 2 were in leaning red districts. 4 were in leaning blue districts. And 5 were in solid blue districts. 17 out of 20 voting centers with machine problems were in deep red district. That's 84%. 42% of the ballots, 48 out of the 113 ballots examined by the investigators in the Arizona election challenge by Carrie Lake, were 19-inch ballots produced on 20-inch paper. These ballots, well, they all jammed the tabulators on Election Day in Maricopa County, as again reported by the Gateway Pundit. The ballots were printed at Runbeck Company, a printing plant operated accordingly by a very liberal Arizona family that strictly donates to Democrat candidates and causes. That's what we're reading. The flawed ballots were handed out on Election Day when officials knew Republicans would come out in force. 72% of voters on Election Day in Maricopa County were voting Republican. Only 17% of the voters that day were voting Democrat. The Democrat operatives apparently were ready for them, handing out ballots printed on paper they likely knew would jam up the tabulating machines. The Supreme Court will decide whether it was lawful for Joe Biden to transfer billions in student loan debt to the U.S. taxpayers. Biden's student loan forgiveness is officially on the U.S. Supreme Court docket, so reports independent reporter Cheryl Atkinson. On Monday, the nation's highest court announced it will be taking on both lawsuits that challenged Biden's debt relief plan. Oral arguments will be heard on February 28th. After Biden announced up to $20,000 in debt cancellation for borrowers making under $125,000 a year, at the end of August is when he made that announcement, a number of conservative-backed lawsuits, well, they arose, seeking to block the plan, and two of them have temporarily succeeded thus far. One lawsuit filed by six Republican-led states argued the debt relief would hurt their state's tax revenues, and that of a Missouri-based student loan company. The other lawsuit was filed by two student loan borrowers who sued because they did not qualify for the full refund. Two lower courts that received each of those cases ruled that Biden's forgiveness loan program should remain on pause until the Supreme Court makes a final decision on the legality of the relief. With regard to the lawsuit filed by the GOP-led states, the Supreme Court will consider that case as well. Whether the Republican-led states that filed the lawsuit have standing is what they're going to have to decide. Whether Biden's plan to cancel student debt exceeds the education secretary's authority or is, quote, arbitrary and capricious, end quote. For the lawsuit filed by the two students that have borrowed money for their student loans, the Supreme Court will address whether the plaintiffs in the case have standing and whether Biden's debt relief was implemented in a, quote, procedurally proper manner, end quote. But for now, millions of folks that borrowed for their student loans remain in limbo as they wait for a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that, of course, we will follow. An Iranian professional soccer player is facing the death penalty after protesting in support of women's rights in that country. Amir Nassar Azadani was arrested in November after he participated in nationwide protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman arrested by the country's morality police, accusing her of violating their dress code. Amini died while in their custody. The soccer player was charged by authorities who claimed he was connected to the death of an Islamic Revolutionary Guard commander. Anonymous sources told Iranian Wire that the athlete wasn't near the violence and was instead shouting slogans alongside other peaceful protesters. Two others who were involved in the protest have reportedly already been executed for the same charge Nasser is facing, assisting in, quote, enmity against God, end quote. That's according to Newsweek. The singer Shakira, well, highlighted Nasser's participation in the protest and death sentence via Twitter on Sunday, raising awareness to her 53 million followers. The 45-year-old singer stated, quote, today, at the final of the World Cup, I only hope the players on the field and the whole world remembers that there's a man and fellow footballer called Amir Nassar on death row, only for speaking in favor of women's rights. I hope there's more than a minute of silence in our hearts to remember what's important and more than one voice united screaming for what is just, end quote. It was Kash Patel and Devin Nunes who discovered that the intelligence community was driving the Trump-Russia collusion hoax and that they were attempting a coup against a sitting American president. Trump was eventually exonerated, as we know, from the multi-year investigation, but not until he absorbed 2 years of daily negative news from the government's lapdog media. On December 20th, Kash Patel joined Steve Bannon on the War Room to discuss the latest revelations about the intelligence community spying on him while he was investigating the Trump-Russia hoax. And they revealed that Paul Ryan was in on it. Take a look.
Okay, and now we have even more facts. Cash, tell us what happened.
Yeah, so let's rewind the clock. So I was the chief investigator for Devin Nunes in Russiagate. We were exposing in 2017, Hillary paid for it, the corruption at the FISA court, the unlawful surveillance of President Trump. So that was a big enough story, right? The biggest criminal enterprise the FBI had ever perpetrated against a political enemy by breaking the justice system and using it to their advantage for partisan politics. What did we just learn 5 years later? That Google subpoenaed me, Devin Nunes is chief investigator, for my personal phone records, my personal emails, and my personal credit card and financial information when I was exposing Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray for performing the Russiagate hoax. Not just me, another senior staffer as well. So Devin Nunes' two top lawyers, amongst other people, were subpoenaed by the Justice Department in 2017 because, as Devin put it last night, they wanted to go after him and us because we were exposing their corruption.
Hold on, let me get this right. The House Intelligence Committee, you were the senior counsel. The Justice Department went and got basically a warrant to get your emails, your banking records, all your financial records, your telephone records. We don't know if there was a wiretap or not, but all that to track you and this other staffer. Here's what I don't understand. A guy named Donald J. Trump was president. That's his attorney general.
Yeah.
They have a regulation. The Speaker of the House was Paul Ryan. Is the chain of custody? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Did Paul Ryan notify the President of the United States or someone at the White House that they, because the Justice Department had to notify Paul Ryan, correct?
Yeah, me as a former federal prosecutor, if you're going to go and surveil a member of the Gang of Eight and his staff, meaning the person who gets the most sensitive intelligence, because that's his job in Congress as the chairman of the Intel Committee, you have to go tell, the AG has to notify Congress's leadership, Paul Ryan, and somebody at the White House. But here's the thing with Paul Ryan. This is the guy that didn't want us to send out subpoenas for Russiagate. I had to fight him. Devin had to fight him. Paul Ryan is the same guy that in 2016, 6 months before the world ever knew about the Steele dossier, got it hand-delivered to him in private and never told me or Devin when we were running the Russiagate investigation.
Wow.
So, apparently, Speaker Ryan knew the Department of Justice was spying on Devin Nunes' staff and kept it hidden from his fellow Republican lawmakers. This is exactly why Kevin McCarthy, I believe, should never be trusted with the Speaker's gavel. Does anyone really believe McCarthy would have treated that situation any differently if he had been Speaker instead of Ryan? A recent incident at Radio City Music Hall involving the mother of a Girl Scout is exposing why privacy advocates say facial recognition will become a growing problem in the months and years ahead because, critics claim, it is being used to target perceived enemies who are not a danger to society at all. NBC News 4 in New York reports that Kelly Conlon and her daughter came to New York City the weekend after Thanksgiving as part of a Girl Scout field trip to Radio City Music Hall to see the Christmas Spectacular show. But while her daughter and other members of the Girl Scouts troop and their mothers got to enjoy the show, Conlon wasn't allowed to enter the concert hall. That's because to Madison Square Garden Entertainment, Conlon isn't just any mom. They had identified and zeroed in on her as security guards approached her right as she got into the lobby. She told NBC News New York, quote, "It was pretty simultaneous, I think, to me, going through the metal detector that I heard over an intercom or loudspeaker. I heard them say, 'Woman with long dark hair and a gray scarf,'" end quote. She said she was asked her name and to produce identification, adding that, quote, "I believe they said that our recognition software picked you up," end quote. A sign says facial recognition is used as a security measure to ensure safety for guests and employees. Conlon says she posed no threat, but the guards still kicked her out with the explanation that they knew she was an attorney. Quote, "They knew my name before I told them. They knew the firm I was associated with before I told them. And they told me I was not allowed to be there," end quote. This is what Conlon told NBC News New York. Conlon is an associate with a New Jersey law firm that has for years been involved in a personal injury lawsuit against a restaurant venue now under the umbrella of Madison Square Garden Entertainment. Conlon said she doesn't practice in New York and has not worked on any cases against Madison Square Garden Entertainment. She just works for a law firm that has. But she was banned nonetheless, so reports NBC News, along with fellow attorneys in that firm and non-attorneys who have any connection to the law firm, according to the report. Shocking. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Just 2 days after Joe Biden signed the so-called Respect for Marriage Act into law, LGBTQ Republicans met on December 18th and celebrated its enactment at a gala event hosted by Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Trump was joined by Arizona's 2022 GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake and an array of high-profile, quote, gay conservatives, end quote, including former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell, a Trump appointee, and frequent Tucker Carlson guest commentator Chadwick Moore. Fox News commentator Tammy Bruce received the, quote, Spirit of Lincoln Award, end quote, from the Log Cabin Republicans, the GOP LGBT organization which sponsored the event. Last year's recipient was former First Lady Melania Trump. Although Trump reportedly did not mention the new Respect for Marriage law in his speech, he did proclaim, quote, we are fighting for the gay community, and we are fighting and fighting hard, end quote. He added that, quote, with the help of many of the people here tonight, in recent years, our movement has taken incredible strides. The strides you've made here is incredible, end quote. Congressional leaders dropped the $1.7 trillion, 4,155-page omnibus spending bill Tuesday, December 20th. Then it was rushed through the House, and apparently, as we're on the air now, it's waiting the signature of President Joe Biden. In addition to increasing the skyrocketing national debt, interest rates, economic instability, and woke ideology, Liberty Counsel reports that H.R. 2617 includes $575,000, quote, for family planning, reproductive health, including in areas where population growth threatens biodiversity or endangered species, end quote. And $11 million are earmarked for LGBT-themed special interest projects. Also included is $300 million for the, quote, development and purchase of vaccine, antivirals, necessary medical supplies, diagnostics, and other surveillance tools, end quote. In addition, $15.2 million is included for the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program Trust Fund. There's also $9.2 billion for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and $47.5 billion for the National Institutes of Health, $1.5 billion for Biden's efforts to fight cancer, and $950 million for the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. The bill includes $44.9 billion. That's right, $44.9 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine and NATO allies, and $40.6 billion to assist communities across the country recovering from drought, hurricanes, flooding, wildfire, natural disasters, and other matters. The omnibus bill, well, it also includes $772 billion for non-defense discretionary programs, including $119 billion, a 22% increase, by the way, for VA medical care, and $858 billion in defense spending. The bill would provide the military $858 billion this fiscal year, a nearly 10% increase over current levels, and 4.6% raise for service members and Pentagon employees. The spending bill not only furthers inflation and the national debt in America, but essentially keeps Pelosi in charge of Congress by handcuffing the budget of the incoming House majority for the next year. Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to Congress and with Joe Biden on Wednesday and claimed the $45 billion worth of aid designed for Ukraine in the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill is not enough support for his country. On Tuesday, Zelensky released a video revealing he will tell Biden and Congress $45 billion is still not enough support, stating, quote, "We are not in an easy situation. The enemy is increasing its army. Our people are braver and need more powerful weapons. We will pass it on from the boys to the Congress to the President of the United States. We are grateful for their support, but it is not enough. It is a hint. It is not enough," end quote. Zelensky's claim that $45 billion is not enough aid on top of the already approved $66 billion comes as this omnibus bill, well, has now been approved and is awaiting the president's signature. Take a look at this special adaptation of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul in his response to this horrendous spending bill.
"'Twas the week before Christmas, and through the Senate and House, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The earmarks were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The senators were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of pork danced in their heads. No budget was found, just mischief and debt, while the taxpayers hung their poor heads and wept. But out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, senators sprang from their oxygen. What was the matter? Away to the window they flew like a flash, tore open the shutters when they heard the word cash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a 4,000-page omni with endless debt year after year. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now McConnell, now Schumer, now Pelosi and Vixen, on Biden, on stupid, on dumber and Blitzen. To debt, to bankruptcy, to free money for all. Now dash away, more cash for all. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As the economy threatened to run aground, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of earmarks he had flung on his back, an appropriator's dream opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. This spending season, instead of naughty and nice, Santa brought everyone something, regardless of price. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, he said not to worry, there's always the Fed. He spoke not a word and went straight to his work. Undeterred by the debt, he turned with a jerk. From naughty Pentagon that lost billions last year, a fat stocking with extra cash and cheer. And don't forget a delicious candy cane, sweet with $40 billion to tide over Ukraine. Because of the climate, it's not PC to leave coal. No one seems to care because we're trillions in the hole. Don't worry about leaving the budget a mess. Democrats have given you 87,000 agents of the IRS. So St. Nick laid his finger aside his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, his economist agog, numbing the pain with a cup of eggnog. Up and away through the countries in tatters, free stuff for all, sky-high prices don't matter. His last words as the wind lifted his sleigh, if people lack money, just print, it's okay. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, happy bankruptcy to all, and to all a good night.
Well, now it's time for our nightly commentary. In the wake of COVID, the world entered a, quote, new world order of geopolitical fragmentation, end quote. So says Tom Dullinan, chairman of BlackRock's Investment Institute. He reportedly said this in BlackRock's 2023 Global Outlook released earlier this month. BlackRock controls some $10 trillion in investments, making it the world's reported biggest asset manager. And it's also a major player in companies developing digital vaccine passports and digital wallets that track and allocate carbon allowances. Its promotion of a, quote, new world order, end quote, legitimizes what many still try to dismiss as a conspiracy theory. In its 2023 Global Investment Outlook, BlackRock stated that, quote, we've entered a new world order, end quote, in which, quote, geopolitical cooperation and globalization, end quote, are, quote, evolving into a fragmented world with competing blocks, end quote. The report noted that we are now in, quote, the most fraught global environment since World War II, end quote. Well, remember, it was Dr. Pippa Malmgren who issued this chilling warning at the World Government Summit in March of this year.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71, and so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
So what underpins a world order is, quote, always, end quote, the financial system, she said. Not some of the time, not most of the time, all of the time. And as the world shifts to a new order, you can bet they have a new financial system ready to go that will be more suited to the technocratic slave state being promoted by their allies at the World Economic Forum. The question is, when will this new digital money system be rolled out? We should get greater clarity on that, folks, in 2023, with some predicting the new central bank digital currencies will be launched in the U.S. as early as May or June of 2023. And of course, we'll keep you posted. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast, which you can do in a couple ways. One is by going to WVWFoundation.com and remembering us in your end-of-the-year giving. The WVW Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. We do many things, and that includes putting out our programs for free. Many people put them behind a paywall. We also sponsor a Sunday night service. We've been doing that since 2015, where we literally open the Bible and look at the issues of the day, and then we go to the Bible to see how God would have us to think about them and respond. We do that every Sunday night at 8 p.m. at wvwtv.com/live, wvwtv.com/live. If you appreciate much of what our Worldview Weekend Foundation does, as evidenced through this broadcast, would you please go to wvwfoundation.com and make an end-of-the-year contribution? You'll also find our mailing address there, and you can call our donation line, 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. And then don't forget to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. When you do, we get credit, you get savings. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. That same promo code works at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com. Please use the promo code B66. Also, WVWTVStore.com. That's my website where you'll find emergency freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. We have all kinds of special packages there. Again, WVWTVStore.com. I know you can purchase your emergency freeze-dried food elsewhere, but it is a big part of our general operating budget that keeps these free programs coming your way. So thank you for making your purchase with us at WVWTVStore.com. You can also use our phone line and order over the phone, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Merry Christmas, and take care.
Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW TV broadcasts.